down. It's summertime, but...
This is really nice.
Just
right.
Working in the timber business?
Huh?
Just working with the timber
yeah,
business?
Yeah, I used to hold timber myself. Used to work in the timber business all the time. But I got too old and timber got too... Couldn't get it. Couldn't buy the timber. Couldn't get the timber. But, no. But I used to work in timber. Oh, I cut cross ties. I don't know if you know what that is or not, but cross ties. I used to cut them for the railroad, you know, to put on the track of the railroad.
Mm-hmm.
I used to cut them, and I've cut them for year in and year out. Worked certain times. I've worked that. Well, that's been my work all my life, is timber work. I didn't ever have no education to learn no trade, to get no, you know, no job or carpenter work or painting work and such as that. I didn't ever know about that. I didn't ever thought of school with it. Didn't ever have no learning. Raised poor, didn't have nothing, never had that.
Tell us about your parents, where they
were born and what work they did.
Tell me about your parents.
Well, my father, he worked in timber, just, of course he did but his main work was doing, let me work, he cut cross ties or turpentine or whatever it was, we had to work, you know what turpentine in is. Chicken boxes, pulling boxes, you know, and weeding boxes, turpentine trees.
Weeding?
Huh? Yeah, what we call weeding, turpentine trees, you know. There's a little of it here, yeah, there's a little back in here around Manningville, back in that. They work turpentine here, yeah, a little bit, but it's about played out. But I have worked it many times, many days.
What do you mean? Did you say weeding?
Yeah, you weed around in the middle with a hole to keep the fire from burning. See, the face of them is gummy. They get gummy on.
Uh-huh.
They're plumb gummy in the face, you know, while they'll burn if you don't weed the grass and straw away from them to where they burn.
Tell me about how you do that. How you get the turpentine.
You had a thing with a handle on it that you pull them with, you put them that way, you know, and pull one side and then pull the other piece to make the gum run, you know, out of the tree. Of course, now you hit run down on the tree. Well, you took a scrape, what we call a scraper, and scrape it off in a box and barrel it up, put it in the barrel, you know, and take it to the mill, to the steel, you know, to where they modified it, where they made it.
You have to cut the tree first.
Yeah, you have to, what we call pulling the wood off it, you know, cut the wood in it, about that deep, I reckon.
About an inch or so?
Yeah, and we had a, what we call a puller, you know, to pull the wood out of it with. And
then you'd use
a
scraper?
Yeah, I used to scrape it then. We had a regular iron was made to scrape it with. Well, we scraped the faces of that. What we call faces of the tree. It comes to be a face where you work it.
Yeah, where you peel this wood off.
Yeah, comes to be a face of the tree.
Uh-huh.
Well, we break that off and barrel it up and barrel it and take it to the steel and have it magnified, you know, have gum made out of it. Spirits, we call it, spirits of gum.
Mm-hmm. Why would you need to do this weeding around it?
Mm-hmm.
Why did you have to weed it?
Keep the wood. Now, we used to have wood fires. When they'd burn, they'd turn the... They'd put the fire out in the woods, you know, and just burn everywhere. Just burn all the young bushes and timber and all of the small